Every November, Petersburg High School's Science Bowl team travels to Sitka for Whale Fest. There, the science students attend lectures on topics like whales and oceanography. Also, they participate in a science trivia scrimmage with other teams from the Southeast region. The Petersburg team took first place this year, as they did last year at the Whale Fest Quiz Bowl. But senior Helen Martin says it meant more this time. There were 9 teams this year, a lot more than before.
So it was a lot more competition, and I think that was good for us to practice and see how well we worked with each other.
7 Petersburg students made up the team, 5 seniors and 2 freshmen. Marissa Nilsson was another senior.
The scrimmage is basically just for fun. There's a competition aspect to it, but everyone just enjoys being there and enjoys doing it, and it's cool that we won. And it's cool for me because I remember my freshman year when I started, I never thought that we would win. Just because of me, I didn't really know what I was getting into. I thought Tsunami Bowl was a competitive sushi making club when I was in 8th grade. So,
Jaden Perry is one of the freshmen on the team. She says Quiz Bowl was her favorite part of Whale Fest in Sitka because it was just a lot of fun.
Just being able to compete against other people, I guess. Because when we'd practice Quiz Bowl here, it would just be against us. So it's the fresh competition.
The main yearly focus of the Science Bowl team is the Alaska Tsunami Bowl state competition in February in Seward, which is part of the National Science Bowl. This year, the overall topic is extreme weather events and how the ocean is a part of that. The seniors on Petersburg's team have decided to focus on wind. They'll be researching wind in Petersburg and how it affects the economy. Senior Gabe Torres says a big part of the project is defining what extreme weather is on different scales.
What extreme is locally, what is regionally, and what it is globally.
He says they've considered different ways of doing that and are coming up with some possibilities.
There's like the statistical way, and then there's a kind of more like real world way to define extreme. That's kind of what we're doing right now, is focusing on ways we can define extreme and finding data to manipulate and show trends, stuff like that.
Because it might very well be different in Petersburg than...
Oh, totally, yeah.
...than in other parts of the world.
Yeah, definitely.
The 3 students on the team who are freshmen are working on their own paper topic on extreme rain events. They're focusing on how the ocean affects precipitation and, in turn, how that can affect extreme weather. As part of the team's study of wind and rain, they are asking the public to weigh in through a survey. Senior Anders Christensen says they will use the data they gather in their research. Here, he talks about the surveys, along with Nilsson and Martin.
It's just asking what most people have seen over the duration of their lifetimes living in Petersburg, to just try to get some firsthand data.
It's really helpful to have that local input when we're writing our paper, and in my opinion, and it puts a lot more substance into our paper and our presentation when we go to state, so it's really helpful to have the community input.
Yeah, plus it's hard to find this information just online, so asking around locally is really helpful.
Martin and 4 other seniors on the team have been competing in the program for 4 years. One of the coaches, Joni Johnson, says that makes it a special year for the Science Bowl.
Having 5 seniors is pretty phenomenal, especially since they've been part of this since they were freshmen. And so it's been neat to see how they've grown. You know, you come into Ocean Science Bowl and really your knowledge, it's intimidating because you don't know much of anything or you don't feel like you do. And then, you know, year after year, just that growth is pretty cool.
The Petersburg Science team will continue working on their research projects and plan to practice their presentations in front of the public before state competition in February. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.